So, hi, hello and welcome, Mr. Kim here, and welcome to the very first episode of, and I have to admit, I don't know how to call the podcast yet. I have not invented a name yet, so if you have any good ideas, you're welcome to tell me and to give me a little suggestion. Shall I call it IP Podcast or Mr. Kim's Cast? I have no idea. We'll see how it develops. In any case, I want to welcome you all to a new school year. There are probably going to be many new faces. Of course, I know about that. Many of you probably do not know me yet. Some of you might have already seen me before. And I want to simply use this opportunity now to welcome you and also to introduce myself. And to tell you a little bit about myself. Now, I decided to do it over an audio file, over a podcast, because the school is growing. There are more and more IB diploma students every year. And it's kind of difficult to know all of you and to meet up all of you. And not every one of you actually is also in my biology course or in my TOK course. So it could quite well be possible that I won't see all of you, and you still might need a little bit of advice concerning a variety of IB diploma-related topics. And so for this reason, I decided, well, why not give it a try over a podcast series? And we're going to see how it works. In any case, if you're just listening to this episode now on the computer, I highly recommend that you also subscribe to it. And what you need to do is, for your mobile phone, you need to download a podcast player. And then there is a so-called an RSS feed. That is a link that you have to copy or type into the podcast player, and this will then automatically subscribe to the podcast, and every time when there is a new episode, it will automatically download it and you can listen to it. So you do not have to visit the website or the webpage. All you have to do is you have to open up your podcast program on your mobile phone, and then you're able to listen to it. And I think it's much more convenient this way, and I think that this is also a pretty good opportunity and pretty good method to keep you informed. And then when you are going to school on the tram or in the car or going back to school, or if you have a few minutes of free time while you're taking a walk somewhere, you can take along your mobile phone and you can listen to me and you can listen to the IB advice that I'll give you. Now, what I wanted to do in this very first episode is I wanted to talk a little bit about myself. Yes, you heard correctly. I want to introduce myself a little bit and tell you a little bit my personal story, my personal IB story, maybe we should call it. Yeah, and then in some later episodes, I'm going to go a little bit more specific, and I'm going to give you some more concrete advice on a variety of IB diploma related topics. And if you have any questions about any topic, do not believe any rumors. But simply maybe write me an email with a question, and I actually might pick up on that question, make a separate audio episode, the podcast episode out of that. Before I start to introduce myself, I also want to say that I have started also a YouTube channel. However, I found out that it might be much easier for me and much faster for me to simply make the information available not over YouTube, but over an audio only. Because it's enough to have audio only. And it's also faster for me to edit, and it's also easier for you to consume, because all you have to do is you have to only listen to it, and you can do something else in the meantime, and you do not have to also concentrate on the computer screen. And you'll still get the information. Okay? So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to talk a little bit about myself, as I promised. Maybe I'm going to go back a little bit in time. So I've been now teaching at the LISA for, well, you do the math, since 1999. So this means that, 22nd year. Wow, time passes. For 22 years, I've been teaching at the school now as a biology teacher, as a theory of knowledge teacher, TOK teacher as well. And since 2012, I'm also IB diploma coordinator. So, together with Mrs. Herzog, we're both so-called the school branch coordinators of the LISA. Every school branch of the Europa Gymnasium has two coordinators, and Mrs. Herzog and I, we are doing it for the LISA. I'm a teacher, of course, and I'm doing the IB diploma coordination work. And before that, I did my, what do you call it in German, Zivildienst. So I was instead of you have in Austria, you have a choice either to do the military service or to do so-called civil service, which is a social service year. And I did a Zivildienst, and I was working with handicapped people at the Lebenshilfe, it's called. And yeah, I think I consider this to be one of the most important and relevant times of my life, because it was a completely new experience for me. And probably this experience also helped me a little bit to decide that I also want to become a teacher, because I learned quite a lot of having to work with people. Before that, I studied microbiology. So I studied microbiology at the University of Vienna in Austria. So I've got actually a research background. I've got a master's degree there. And after, I completed the university and then the civil service, I started to work in the school as a teacher. However, I was also required to do the teaching qualification. So I went back to university while I was working and to gain a teaching qualification, teaching degree in biology and also in computer science. So in the past, I've also taught computer science, informatic, computing, information technology. So this is basically the reason why I've got a research degree, but at the same time also a teaching degree. Because before I started to teach, I didn't quite know what to become later on. I mean, I was thinking first about going into research and changed my mind. So for this reason, I also have, I studied also at the Open University Business School in Vienna, which is a distance study university. And this is where I decided to do something completely different. And it's where I got a master's in business administration, which was, I consider, a very, very challenging program. Not because it was inherently difficult as such, but it was a completely different way of thinking and looking at the world, a way of looking at the world that I was not used to. I mean, I've got a science background, a computer's background. I mean, I was a very technical and a scientific background, and the business degree that I did was very different. It was a very, in a way of thinking about the world and looking at the world was very different, and this is the reason why I benefited a lot from this program. Also financial management, I've done change management, strategic management. These were different modules, completely different from what I was actually used to before, and that's why I benefited so much from it. But it was also quite difficult for me. As a matter of fact, I considered it quite challenging. So lots to study as well, and expensive. Before that, and now probably you're a little bit more interested in that. Before that, I've done the IB diploma program in an international school in South Korea, and I graduated there back in the year 1991. Which was around 30 years ago. Time passes quickly, huh? So I graduated with the IB diploma there. At that time, the IB diploma and the current IB diploma that we have now, in many ways, is quite similar. So I had to choose my six subjects, IB subjects. I had to do CAS. I had to do TOK. I had to write an extended essay. So the basic structure was is the same, however, some of the courses are different that we do not have any here in our school. So, for example, I've taken computer science in my school, which basically we do not offer. The IB does offer it, but we do not offer it because it's a very technical course. It's a computer programming course. And we offer information technology. I also had psychology standard level. I've had math standard level. I had biology higher level. I had to take English A higher level. So English is a mother tongue. So the school required me to do that as well. So you see that in that sense, the private school that I attended as a student had certain similarities with the LISA in the sense that also they kind of fixed certain subjects that I had to take, and there was some subjects I could choose freely. So for example, psychology I've chosen freely, and biology I've chosen freely, and computer science I've chosen freely, and certain subjects I could not choose at all. So you see that I know the system, the IB diploma system, both not only from a teacher's perspective as a biology teacher and TOK teacher, and not only as an IB diploma coordinator's perspective, because of course I'm a DP coordinator, we call it DP coordinator, but also from a student's perspective. So I kind of know a little bit what students had to go through because I have done this myself, and that's why we also know what to expect, and that's why I've seen kind of I'm also able to give advice, just like many other teachers who have been teaching here quite for many years in the IB Diploma program. We know quite well already how the system works and what we can expect, and we're quite experienced in this as well. So we as a team are working together quite well. So this is basically a very quick run through my personal history. Maybe you all want to also know a little bit about my private life. My wife is a French and a Spanish teacher, and in a different school, however, not the Europa Gymnasium. And my two boys, I have two children, they are 9 and 11, going to be soon 10 and 12 years old. But they also go to a different school simply because the Europa Gymnasium is too far away from where I live. That's really pretty much the only reason. So that's pretty much it. And in the upcoming podcast episodes, I'm going to get a little bit more specific and a little bit more technical. And I'm going to talk about a variety of different specific topics, which can be quite important. Okay, so I'm not just doing this here only for the fun of it, so that, yeah, to keep you entertained. But I actually do intend to pass on some very important information, because it can be that sometimes when I give the information in the classroom or in a meeting or in an assembly, then it could be that some students are missing and they might miss out on important information. In order to prevent this and or in order to reduce this possibility, I decided to also do this podcast here. Well, in any case, I think for this very first episode, it's enough for today. I wish you all the best and see you around soon. Bye-bye.